Welcome back.
Welcome to the Tea Time Podcast. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Subtle hints.
I hope everything's been good with everyone. Oh, I have hiccups. Nick, let it do the introduction while I'm clearing these hiccups, please.
Okay, I hope everybody's good today. Do you know what? I think today's episode is going to be quite entertaining. We're going to do a bit of a throwback episode. I initially wanted to do this at the start of the year because it's like year... Well, it's not year in your review because it's not the past year. It's going to be like trends from when we were younger. And I have a list of things that, you know, we'll just laugh about. It's not so much, oh my God, let's discuss this. It's like, let's laugh about this. Let's recall some memories that
I'll let you know, guys, funny. I was not cringe when I was young. So it's going to be...
No, you were. And I have lists of you.
It will be only Nicoletta laughing at herself because I was not cringe kid.
Anyways, you're going to have to try... Converse with me here, okay? You gotta give me some. Anyways, today's stand-up, before we get started, mine is very simple, straight to the point. My stand-up is in relation to Ryanair. It's not even name and shame, because I get it, like, it's just a business. But tell me why they do, because I didn't want to pay for a seat, so they gave me middle seat with like 20 people on the whole flight, you know, and every person was sitting in a middle seat, and I just thought that was so funny.
But that's because like, you did it early. Why did you do it early? You always do it last minute.
No, I didn't do it. It doesn't matter because there's so many middle seats available.
Yeah, but you always do it last minute, so you don't, you have your better odds.
It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, we're all on middle seats, and I got to move because I got the whole row to myself. You know, they weren't gonna give someone else.
Oh wait, this is when you were just there. I tell you. About checking in.
No. Like, this was a flight to carry very little people there and back. Middle seat for boat.
Lol.
So that's my little...
That's such a Ryanair thing to do, to be honest.
It is, yeah. I'm not mad. Like, I'm just... Like,
that is part of their... These guys, you know, they just... Oh, they love money.
They do.
They love money.
They do.
My weekly stand-up is actually really not that interesting. I had a few days away from the glitter. It was great. She was gone to Kerry.
And more to come.
I was chilling in Dublin and just relax. I just felt so relaxed. Like, you know when you just don't have that annoying voice tinging.
I think that's just the voices in your head.
In the back. In the side of your head. You know, it's just like, And while she was gone, I didn't do too much. To be honest, I just lived my normal everyday life.
The house
life.
Was dirty, I could tell.
That is a lie. The house was very clean and I did a lot of stuff actually. But like, what is my normal day, everyday life, gym, work, chill, except I was chilling. I was able to sleep better. That's something.
I feel like we barely spent any time actually together. Our longest conversations are generally on this podcast.
Don't let her fool you guys. Anyway, I watched Deadmount Deathplay. That was very interesting. I did enjoy it. 23 episodes. Anime. If you guys are interested in anime, most of my stuff usually has to revolve, whether it's around the game I'm playing or like a thing. I'm a nerd. But it was actually pretty good. I would give it a watch. I would recommend it. It's near the end, it does start getting a little... I had to skip through parts just because it was just so long. I was like, we don't really need this. But they're trying to like fill out the story a little bit, you know, before they wrapped it up. And so I would recommend that is a worthwhile show working. Watching. Yeah. So, yeah, that is mine. What we got? Give us the trends.
Give the trends. Putting out the trends. So these are some of the trends that like we grew up with. Obviously they're very like
you
common with, oh. No, because you were aware of them. Yeah, like okay. We, it was in our generation. Actually the older generation obviously were doing it, but we were kids so we were copying them, but it was there.
It wasn't the older generation though, was it? It was our generation.
It was the ones clubbing and stuff, and we were just copying them because we couldn't go clubbing and stuff.
Yeah, but like,
and we were
16, I assume you have like 17. Swag and stuff like that on that list.
There's different things. So here's the first one. Mustaches on everything. Do you remember this?
Mustaches on everything. Oh, like the mustache cupcakes, the mustache candies kind of thing. I don't know.
Guy, there was like t-shirts with mustaches. Like people would draw it on their finger and then do this in photos.
That is dumb as hell. And actually,
I don't remember this.
Guys, I must be Gen Z as hell. Damn, Nicoletta is a millennial, old as hell.
No, come on. I think
I generally don't remember these mustache things. I'm not even fucking with you.
Like, I think honestly. He's just
mustaches.
You don't remember mustaches
on like t-shirts.
I'm trying to remember how.
Like, far give me an example of a t-shirt with a mustache. Like, what does it say?
Guy, just it was just a must. As a matter of fact, let me pull up a photo because I want to include some photos, obviously, in the clips, anyways.
Like, but I honestly, just so we're not in silence for a little while, I don't remember any mustaches on t-shirts, guys.
There was like mustaches on everything.
I don't remember mustaches on
like
everything.
Just basic tees with mustaches.
No.
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 Nothing.
Nothing. I don't.
Oh my
that.
Gosh, that's crazy. You know, anyways, child. I don't think I had anything with a mustache, but I do remember the trend of like putting on your finger and then.
That is so, once again, that's what I'm saying. Nicoletta's just a weirdo, bro. Like, she's surrounded by weirdos and they all did weirdo things. This weirdos, mustache t-shirts.
I think you were the weirdo because you didn't mingle with the rest of us. Like, I was friends with your friends, but you were by yourself.
I was friends with my friends. Don't listen to her, guys.
Okay, anyways, on to the next trend. If you remember this, owls.
Owls.
Do you remember owls on everything?
I feel like she's just making this up to fuck me, guys.
No, dead ass. So you don't remember everyone having like owl jewelry, owl, like you could buy owl stuff in like pennies. You could buy owl like t-shirts.
I think I might remember seeing some owl t-shirts, but I don't remember like owls like being on everything, like literally like everywhere, owls, whatever. I don't remember that. I think I might have remembered seeing someone with like an owl t-shirt, but I can't remember like owls being a trend. Like,
that's crazy.
Really? Like,
okay, so there's this girl and she had this like owl necklace, but it was like different layers, so like it made an owl, you know. I wanted it so bad. Like,
that must have been so ugly.
No, it was cool at the time.
Yeah, but like looking back on it, it was ugly, wasn't it?
Oh my god, it was so cringe.
Yeah. Oh my god. OVO, maybe that's why OVO did so well.
Potentially.
You know? That's it. That's the OVO symbol. OVO. And it looks like an owl. OVO. Yeah, yeah, but maybe that's
owls everything.
October's very
own. One of my friends was obsessed with owls.
That is so weird. And like, then, like, why?
Man, I remember even like
everyone at home must be laughing. Like, all you old people, all you millennials are like, oh my god, I remember the owls. And then the Gen Zs are like, what the fuck is
but
this?
But you know those like wrapped years in review thing? Like,
guys, clearly I am the true Gen Z.
No,
here.
Like, I'm sorry, this was like 2014. Like,
I'm too young for that. Sorry, bro. I'm a Gen Zer.
Maybe you don't know because you were older than all of us. And you weren't participating in nothing.
Older than all, I was okay. A true Gen Z. I was with my, you were I was not. A little iPad kid. You
no,
know,
you weren't. You didn't have an iPad.
I didn't even. My dad had an iPad.
You didn't have an iPad.
And we used the iPad. But I did not grow up with an iPad, no.
Okay, so before I move on, what's a trend that you recall?
Swag.
Okay, like, that's it?
I remember swag. Everything relating to swag, swag, swagalicious, swag, jerking, all the dances, all the clothes. That's like when I think of the, what did it call it? The naughties, the Y2K. When I think of the Y2K era, I just think of swag. I think of swag, baggy clothes, all that. That is colorful, like in my head. That is the first thing that pops, you know? Like when I think of being younger, because that's like actual. Or I think of you probably maybe have on food dudes in primary school. You know,
what
the food dudes, the one, oh, look at this. Food dudes, you know, the one that it was like to incentivize healthy eating in the schools. They'd come in and they'd give everyone like free lunches, but it wasn't free lunches. It was like vegetables and stuff. And you got like, if you finished your food dudes vegetables, you got like a food dudes like pencil case or like a food dudes whatever.
How old were you,
bro? I was in primary school, like, so I was like two classes ahead of you or whatever. So
I wasn't here.
Oh, that's you. No, oh, maybe I think food dudes might have been right before you came here.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't get no free food dudes.
Food dudes.
Joanna, do you remember? Oh my gosh, there were these what do they call it? It was like a piggy bank thing from credit union or something.
Yes, a little fucking clay one.
And then you put the sticker on it.
Sticker.
And they had the little elephant stickers, I think. And then you gave them €2, and then like they put in Ellie.
No.
Is it Ellie?
Also, I remember is getting a little, you know, my teeth are scratching because it was like a little like clay piggy bank thing that they gave us. Oh. And I had to save little coins. And I smashed it and I bit it. And I'm like,
why did you bite it?
I just wanted to.
I told you, you were a weird kid. You didn't do the normal stuff.
And now my teeth feel sensitive because of just how weird it felt to my teeth.
You're there with your food dudes.
Everyone who is from Ireland that went to primary school here knows about food dudes. The food dudes ruler, the food dudes pencil case, the food dudes everything. Like, that was a classic. Classical while we're all in primary school. Yeah.
But back to swag, right? I do remember the snapbacks. And they had, like, all these writings on them.
The stickers, you know.
All the, like, one of your friends was obsessed. Like,
two of my friends were.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, yeah, I have photos of both of them.
Both of them were both swag dudes, and they did all the dances. They did all the things. They, you know, that's what brought them closer to each other.
And you know, oh my gosh, the face they always did in photos. Yeah, with their, like, forehead.
You guys, I know you're laughing to yourselves right now. Nah, I saw those photos. It was good, though. It was funny. Like, those are fun times. Like, but yeah, no, like, they were doing all those stuff. Oh, nah, swag was crazy. You know,
swag was crazy.
Swag was crazy.
Like, there was even that Justin Bieber song, like, swag, swag.
Yeah, oh, swagging. Like, it's like, you can kill me, but you can never take my swag.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that reminds me of the era of the quotes. Gosh. The quote era. Oh, my God.
Quote?
You know, like, on, like, posts, on social media posts, everyone always had, you know, Facebook. You know, there's, like, this, all the quotes of, like, oh, like, oh, you can kill me, but you can't take my swag.
Or, like, only, like, God can judge me.
or any of those things are, like, oh, it's, like, oh, the stories of, like, oh, the girlfriend asking him, oh, can we meet up today? And he's like, no, sorry, I'm busy. And then it's like the next day, he's like, oh, no, sorry, I'm busy. And then eventually, like, she's like in a crash or whatever. And then he's like, oh, I'm busy trying to set up this date because you're beautiful. Instead of this thing because I love you. Oh. All those ones, all those whatevers. Oh, it was.
Or do you remember? Like, do you remember? What was it? Hurt people. Or that one with the between her eyes. What was that one?
Oh, I don't even, like, it's literally just like the subreddit r/ I'm 14 and this is deep. Yeah. Like, yeah. That was literally the Y2K era.
But we,
like,
were running the internet, so it was us.
Oh,
making,
my God, it was so cringy, guys.
I was, oh, this is so,
like, true Gen Zers, you young Gen Zers, you cannot fathom how, like, you guys are cringy. Don't get me wrong. Every generation is cringy. But the level of cringe that was, looking back on it, is insane. Like, I'm sure, like, young Gen Z people are going to look back at, like, their era and be like, what the fuck are we doing? You know, like,
I know.
But, like, nah, this was crazy.
Because I'm already seeing, like, throwbacks for younger Gen Zs, like, that I wasn't really participating in everything. No, that's
Renegade.
That's not Gen Z.
Renegade is Gen Z.
Is it Gen Z?
Yeah, Renegade is Gen Z as hell.
But
what's her name? D'Amelio or whatever.
Yeah, but would it not be like Gen Alpha that grew up with it?
No, that's Gen Z.
What age does Gen Alpha start at?
Oh, that's like even younger than my brother.
2007?
No, those are like, that's like Seb and all them.
Oh, that'd be like Roblox and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, Roblox is even Gen Z as well. But
but
definitely more Gen Alpha, yeah.
Right.
Roblox came back with Gen Alpha. They really love Roblox. Okay. They fucking love Roblox. You know?
No, this is so embarrassing, but I was obsessed with, like, I'm sorry. I was obsessed with the, like, only God can judge me quote.
Yeah, you are cringe. Nicoletta, like, when I tell you guys Nicoletta's cringe, you guys don't understand.
No, I am cringe to this day.
She was so cringe. Nicoletta was.
But guess, like, what? Guess what? You still dated me.
Yeah, you're still cringe, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Nicoletta, like, she used to wear, like, the baggy hip hop clothes and trying to dress like a hip hop dude. You know, she was like, ooh.
Because it was cool, right? There was, like, so much influence from, like, black culture back then that was starting to, like, really
come
take
in.
Over.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it was huge. Like, you know, snapbacks, like,
everything.
Justin Bieber was the, like, black artist.
He was trying to be a black artist.
You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
they were claiming him. That's all just nonsense. Like, it was funny.
Nah, that shit was funny.
Another one I have, and this is for the men, because we roasted the girls a little bit. There's a lot for the girls, actually. The flannel over t-shirts. There was flannels, everything. You literally had like three flannels.
Flannel over t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, like a flannel shirt.
You had a t-shirt and then over you wore a flannel.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cringe.
That is a good... I would do that to this day. What the fuck do you mean? What?
That was such a big trend though.
Flannel over... But the, like
flannels everywhere.
Yes, flannels, yes. But you can rock flannels well in this day. The real thing was the swag, you know, the flannel, you know, the swag where they do the flannel and then they'd wear like a jean jacket on top of the flannel and the flannel would be underneath. Yeah. And then it's like, yo, swag.
Oh my God, they had the bomber jackets.
Yeah, as well. But not the way we have bomber jackets now. It was like we have like puffer bombers now. Yeah. Back then it was just like it wasn't a puffer. It was just a bomber. So it was the rolls, but tight.
It was tight. Yeah, they're all tight.
Yeah, whereas puffers are loose.
Clothes like, were know. In.
Oh my God.
Super skinny clothes.
Guys, that's one trend I'm so happy I never got into. Yeah. This like it wasn't until I'd like to say second or third year of college that I got my first pair of tight jeans, and I only had one ever, and I hated it. It was so hard for me to put on. I'd only do it sometimes if I wanted to go out, and then I just gave up on it because it was so. Oh, it felt so nasty. Because I used to always wear like loose jeans, like straight jeans. But
you looked like 40.
But I was skinny, like, you know. So I was wearing like loose jeans. So it looked kind of baggy on me, but not like the cool baggy. It looks like just straight jeans.
Like a
baggy.
Dad.
Yeah. And then I'd wear this. Nicola's gonna have a laugh now. I'd wear this belt that her and her mom hated so much. Her mom and her hated it.
Belts.
It wasn't yellow. It was brown, like wheat color. It was like brownish wheat color, and it was like it's like kind of like a not. I don't want to say fur because it wasn't fur, but you know, it was like material. It was like a material belt, and it's like, you know, the ones that just has a loop and then you tie it through and whatever. And I'd always like tie it through, but it wouldn't be enough, and I never had enough like things, so I just let it hang, you know, because of the pants. So it just hang down, you know, and I'd be like,
amount of photos
and I'd be like, that is so cool.
Oh, you thought it was cool. Oh,
you
thought you ate.
I thought I ate. Yeah.
You thought you ate?
I honestly thought I ate with that style. I was like, yo, this is so cool.
That's crazy. You know? And then, wow.
And I'd wear that and I'd wear like a shirt and like, I wore most of the blue shirt. You know that blue shirt with the stripes and then like just a white t-shirt. And Nicoletta hated it. She's like,
I just hated their belt.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying altogether, she's like,
but realistically, I was so much more cringe than you. It really didn't matter.
Yeah.
The tension was never
you know, like the competition was way better than me that I didn't have to worry.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know, like, but honestly, though, you know, I look back at some of my fits and I'm just like, nah, that's crazy. I thought this was cool. But let me not lie, for the time, it was cold.
I don't think so.
It wasn't like cold like swag.
No, it wasn't cold. Yeah, because that was what was cool.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it was cold in the sense that I'm like, if you didn't want to go for a swag, like, this was the next best thing, you know? Like,
no, this was the like, gamer boy.
I don't
like,
even know what you'd even, I don't even know what you'd call it, to be honest. No, because
what nerds, was the song that Avril Lavigne sang?
Skater boy.
No, you weren't even skating. You I were was, skating,
I,
but you
I was skating, skating, but like, I was not skater boy style or anything like that.
You're a beanie wearer. An abusive beanie wearer.
Yes, because my dad would always cut my head bald. So, yeah, you dickhead. And like,
well,
my dad would always cut my head fully bald, and you know,
shave your head.
Yeah, fully. Like, guys, like, we're talking like zero thing all around, right? And you know, and so if I was wearing a beanie, you knew my hair was down, and I was waiting for it to grow because I was so ashamed. Like, I was like, oh my, aww, I'm so bald, like, you know. And
you just had a long forehead.
All the way to the back. But I have to wear beanies all the time. Anytime I get that, I just wear the beanie. And then I'd get so mad if people try to pull out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Your anger issues were crazy.
Oh my God, guys.
Not issues, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
no, honestly. So like, it was crazy. God forbid. Never doing that to my kids. Fucking. And my dad's like, you know, if you're a Nigerian or African, you know, it's like, they're like, bald head. You look
nice
good.
Nice and shiny.
You look great. Look at you.
Fresh off the boat.
Not disrespectful, you know, but yeah,
it's funny. On the tight clothes as well, if you remember, like, high-waisted jeans came in. I had like every pair, man.
Yeah, because Nicoletta hated
every pair. I hate, I still do. It's not for my body shape. I didn't need to accept that. I always hated it. Like, I just hated low waist because I had a muffin top. Like, it was not cute. And especially because I have, like, hip dips, which are not in, apparently.
Wait, they are in or they're not in?
They're not in.
Oh.
But you can change your bone structure. Surprise.
You can. Surgery.
Yeah. Let me do that.
Just let me hit it out.
When high-waisted jeans came in, I was like, it was like a relief. Like, wow, where have you been my whole life? I was so happy with them. And then they had the, like, zips in the back.
Yeah, they had the zips in the back. All the ones had the zips in the back.
They did.
It was really funny.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Now that I think about it.
I have no clue.
It's kind of weird.
Design choices back in the day.
The other thing was having, like, a bunch of bracelets on.
Yes.
The gummy bracelets that you would not get rid of in your life.
Nicoletta was so happy the day she cut those. Oof. I really like bracelets, though. Even, those are back in as well. Like, having a bunch of bracelets now is so back in. It's, like, really cool.
But I think now having expensive bracelets.
No. I mean, like, even the normal shitty ones. That's what's cool now.
Yeah. Like, or like, keeping, like, the festival.
Yeah, or whatever. Like, so many people have so many of those things.
But you know what's crazy? I was about to say, you hate going to a festival. Like, you leave enough space to take it out so you can shower.
Yeah.
But you would never take those gummy bracelets
out. Yeah, but the gummy ones are washable. Those cloth ones... The cloth ones,
like, they
disgusting.
Stink.
Like, it gets soaked, and that's no.
Yeah.
I had the gummy bracelets. I had the other ones, you know, the rope type ones. Yeah. Sometimes, but those ones, those rope ones, usually I'd always take them off and then put them on. But the gummy ones I just left on, and, like, I had this red one, this specific red one I had for years. I'm talking maybe 8-9 years, because I already had it before I met Nicoletta, and then I had it while I was with her, and then the day she cut that, she was so happy.
I didn't cut it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you let me cut
it. Yeah, I let you cut it.
Why did you let me cut it? I feel bad now.
Because you were abusing me for it, and then I was like, I don't actually even want this anymore.
That was true love, actually. I think that's when I knew you were in love with me.
So I let you cut.
Because that was, like, as in, guys, you don't understand. He did not want to take that. He was so emotionally attached to it,
to a gummy bracelet.
Like, the fact that he was like, here, you can cut it, and I was like,
long. She cut it with so much joy. She cut it, you know, she cut it.
Realistically, that could have stayed in a memory box. But do you remember the bracelets that were like, they were like tiny kind of gummy ones, and then you take two and put them in each other, and people would wear them like that?
No, I know the crisscross, but I don't remember it being
They're like two together and then like whatever. And then people always had like meanings for this one means love, this one means I'm a slut, this one means like
I remember some bullshit like that. Some bullshit like that. Man, a lot of things that were done back in the day were very questionable. Very, very questionable.
A lot of things we all did. Yeah. And what was in at the time was Uggs.
And Uggs are in now.
Again. Yeah, it's back again.
Uggs did a full circle.
But do you remember?
But sure, fashion is like a cycle. Yeah, like, baggy stuff was way back in when we were younger. Now they're back in again.
Back again.
And I love baggy stuff. I always that because I hate tight clothes. Yeah. I just do not like tight clothes.
But I like that we've evolved a lot in terms of like girlies have like a baggy like bottom and a nice tight top. Like, why did we never think
but
of that?
Wait, but they had that as well back then.
Not really.
They did.
It was a lot of baggy.
No, because it used to be always like baggy at the bottom, and the girls always wear tight tops, and they wouldn't wear any bras back then as well. Remember, and it was like, oh my god, it was a rage. I know, but I'm saying like that was the like
they wear even less bras now.
Like at the time, it was like, oh my god, that was crazy. You know, like it was that.
I think it's more stylish now, though.
What would you call it? No, it was super stylish. What would you call it? Like that Playboy era kind of thing. It was so popular. Oh my god, it was so popular. I remember when I was younger, there was like when you'd watch what's the name of that thing, American Pie. You know, that was like the thing. You know, all those things. Like, oh, so like the college girl. It was essentially the college girl. It was like the youth college girl.
The baggy bottoms.
Yeah, like it would be like.
I remember them wearing the flared.
The bootleg,
jeans.
Yeah, bootleg ones.
But that's not then, baggy bottom.
Yeah,
that's
but, not what the, I'm but talking obviously about. Black people used it differently, and they did
they
the baggy
had the
bottoms.
Proper baggy bottoms, and then that looked good.
They did like, the baggy bottoms and the tight top, you know.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, the bootleg, like what are they called, cowbell.
hate jeans. Those so much.
Flare pants. I like my
flare
pants.
The flare pants is different from the...
What's the difference?
The bootleg ones back, I think now they're way more stylish. Yeah. Back then, it was like tight, 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 then bootleg. Now it's kind of like, okay, like obviously this one, I don't know, it's just better sitting. There's a way it sits better and it looks better. The other ones was just so, I remember I had a pair when I got a pair.
You had a pair?
Of bootleg pants. Because, you know, skater, I wore DCs. I remember DCs were huge.
Oh, you remember DCs?
DC shoes were so thick. And they're, you know, those type of shoes are now back in. You know, like you see, like, you know, those shoes.
The New Balances are doing
not even the like New Balances. That. You know, there's like those expensive.
Are DC shoes still a thing?
Yeah, they are. But some people wear them. Like, you know, I wouldn't say they're as popular as anymore. Like, they're like the skater culture is still there. Yeah, you know, obviously. But like, you know, like, do you know those expensive shoes? They're also big and they all have the rope ties. You know, like you'd have see influencers wearing them. The big shoe with, and like the laces is the rope instead.
Yes.
You know that one, yeah?
Yes.
That's essentially a DC shoe with
now that you mention it.
With the rope, like, you know, way back
now
then.
Now that you mention it.
DC I was ahead of the trend, yet. Just saying, I swear that type of shit.
We were all trendy.
No one was wearing DC shoes, let's be honest. They are like...
The trend cycle.
I also remember wearing Vans and Converses when they were cheap before they were popular.
Yeah, just I remember, because you put me on Vans, mm-hmm. and I think I paid like $20.
Yeah, and now it's like they're nothing. If you want Vans, it's like $90.
Which
standard.
Is crazy.
It's insane.
But like Vans never worked for my foot. They always gave me blisters, but I powered through. I think that's what gave me PTSD because I can't deal with like tight shoes anymore.
I used to love
my Converse.
So, but then again, as you guys didn't know, I was a quote unquote skater boy. So
you were
like,
a skater boy.
So
yeah.
I used to wear all those skating stuff because like we're talking Quicksilver. DC Vans, I'm trying to think of Billabong, so many of them, all those brands.
Wow.
That was me. I was wearing all those skater brands because I used to love all that shit. So
I know you were like ollieing outside your
house and stuff
every
like that.
Day
and doing all those things. So it was crazy. It was I still have a skateboard, the one that's custom designed by Nicoletta actually.
Yeah.
I just don't use it.
I did it. The next one we have is, I don't know if you know what this is, but I do have a photo right in hand because I feel like you don't know. Peplum tops.
Peplum.
Yeah, I knew it. That was the reaction I was going to get.
Peplum.
So
like
the
frog.
Tops that look like that.
Oh,
you know, the
my
tight end.
God. Oh, my God. What the hell? It's like a ugly corset with flare at the bottom. Holy cow.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, that's kind of what it was. I had one.
I remember.
I don't remember what color it was.
I remember.
Was it black, probably?
No, it wasn't black. It was more colorful than
I
that.
I have one.
Yeah, something like that.
Gosh, they're cringe.
Oh, that is such a... Wearing that with jeans just seems like such a sin.
But the thing is, a lot of girls, you still wear them today. A lot of girls who still have them from back in the day. I don't know that they... They make everything these days, though, for everyone.
Yeah, you can get everything
But, you know,
these days.
It's like they feel comfortable with it.
Teach
and that's
your
okay.
Own.
It depends on your body type, too. You
also,
know?
Fashion is whatever you want it to
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Like, if you can make it look good, you can make it look good. Like, you know, if I saw someone wear that and it looked, like, cool, like, you know, like, unique, I'm like, oh, yo, that's pretty cool. That's pretty lit, you know? But, like, if I just saw you wearing it with, like, jeans and just, like, shoes, I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
But I mean, it is what it is. Speaking of the shoes, then there was like the huge chunky heels.
Yeah, but now we have, that's way back. Everyone, even remember the last day I was telling you about, even the party, men are wearing the massive chunky heels now.
Yeah, but
everyone's
no, I
going
mean,
from
like,
fucking 5'5" to 6'.
We had like really ugly ass looking shoe. As in like, if you put it in front of me, I'd be like, yeah, that's from back when. I feel like they're just more style to today's shoe. Like it's like, it goes with everything. Whereas back then, I feel like it was like bold, chunky heel shoe.
It's because they were only letting only bold people make shoes back then. Now they let black people design the shoes.
Quite possibly. It was just like, I had so many, I still have them.
Yeah, no, those, I'm trying to think of any chunky, men weren't wearing chunky shoes back then anyway.
No.
There was no chunky shoes for men.
They were wearing the skinny ones, no? Like
I don't even know. What, like,
kind of suits you.
The only chunky shoes you'd have was, as I said, like the DC ones I was having, those thick ass ones. But everything else, I just can't remember guys having like. But I love that. Like, well, to be honest, I don't even wear. You know, it's funny I say that, but I don't own a single pair of chunky shoes, like right now at all. So,
well, what's a chunky shoe? Like, is your Yeezy 700s?
I guess that would maybe be the only chunky-ish chunky shoe. But even at that, that's not even chunky enough in comparison to this day chunky. Like,
I suppose.
Of, you know, like, that's more of like a, maybe a thicker shoe, like not a chunky shoe. Like, I don't own a pair of actual chunky shoes. I actually do own a pair just because, like, sometimes you can do some crazy fits with them.
Yeah.
But I actually don't own a pair of chunky shoes. I, you know, so, but like, I love that. We've gone to a point where like you like guys, girls wear lots of different types of things and there's whatever, you know, like even dudes wear heels now, you know, like heel type shoes, you know, and then like you can have a pretty sick outfit.
It's like
with
the
it,
extra inches with the Air Force Ones.
Exactly. You know, except whatever, but like, you know, it's the guys just doing it. It's just so funny. Like I like it though. I personally like it because I'm like, yo, it gives people more creativity, more space to like
decide.
Do things, do crazier things, you know.
Okay. The other thing we had was I don't know if this is the actual name for them, but like, do you remember quiffs? Quiffs?
Quiffs?
Do you know the little poof that the girls did on top of their head? Like at the
front? Oh yes. Is that, I think that was an Ireland thing, no?
I don't know. But no, actually Tisdale, Vanessa Hudgens, all them had them.
Yes, yes, you're right. The little,
it was a little
man, a lot of those. Aren't you guys happy that we came and saved you?
Yeah, like, they look crazy.
Like, oh my God. If hip-hop never became the dominant, like, pop culture.
My hair is different. Like, they can't replicate the hair.
I know, but, like, still at the same time, it's just like, when you look back to, like, a lot of, like, cringy stuff, you're like, oh, my God. Like, what like the only things I look back to that, like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of still cool is, like, all the swag and all those things. Because you can still make that cool in a certain way, you know? But, like, when I think of, like, proper Y2K, like, those type of styles, I'm just like, whoa. Like, I just, I always think of American Pie. I think of those movie series.
I don't know. Have I seen
like
that?
It's those like college movies of those boys always wanting, chasing women, whatever, doing like all those American type movies. The reason I think of American Pie is because it's such like a like it, when I think of what America used to be like, because I was younger and I was like, oh, what is America, you know, like I would just look at that movie and it's like, oh, this is what college is like, oh my God, you know, and stuff like that. And like just think of like how they were dressed and everything, and think of those classic American movies, and like I mean, other, I'm not talking about American Pie, I mean other classic, actual classic American movies. Not fucking American Pie is not a classic by any sense, but like stuff like that. I'm just like, I just remember of how they used to dress. I'm just like, this is so like
cringe.
Like, it's not even cringe, it's just, it was, there was no substance, it was very bland, there was no substance to it.
But you know, at the same time, I feel
like they're wearing striped tees.
Yeah, like, I think like the thing is, when there was something, it was like something, so like you'd hear about the one thing that's popular, like the quiff hair, everyone's wearing the quiff hair, da 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 da. But now it's like so many different things, so many different styles, and I think you just follow what you're most interested in. But at the time, it was just one thing at a time, and that's why it was so bland, because everyone was just doing the same one thing.
And then the styles were like, I just think of like the long sleeve like shirt kind of thing with like two different colors that could be like brown, lighter shade, or darker shade, or brown, or something like that.
Or do you know, and that then, pattern like that?
Oh yeah, or they just, I'm just wearing jeans and just wearing like normal shoes. I mean, like, like you just look like such an NPC, you know? Like if I saw someone dressed like that, I'm like, that
some
person's
people
not
still
real.
Dress like that.
Like, that's an NPC right there. So like I feel like even basic dressing style now is way better than like basic style back then.
But there's still trends, like, you know, the mob wife trend.
Oh, the mob, you know, I was thinking about that, that's just immigrant dressing, like immigrants just dress like that. And you know the funny thing is, they used to call that tacky. They're god, the fur,
the
and the gold and the leather is like, ew, gold, tacky. And it's like, you know, poor. But now it's like, oh my God, I'm trying to be, you're trying to dress like a mob wife.
And the fact that they're naming it mob wife,
you know, like, it's like, well, the idea behind that is like the immigrants wives of, like, you know, officers and stuff
like
that.
I'm sorry, everyone
like
on my street was wearing that.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. In like, but yeah, like, that's like Eastern Europe. It's like Eastern European, like Russian girl style, you know, kind of
it's
the
very
immigrant style.
Like,
so
fur, huge.
Yeah, massive
fur
around
was
you guys.
So huge.
Also, because you guys are, it's cold over there. So yes, it makes sense. Like, you know.
Because, like, it's, you know, I always looked at it as like, oh my God, so cringe. Stay away from fur because no one was wearing it here. And now it's like, huh, y'all, so y'all are,
you're,
and it's not even like the real shit, it's the synthetic shit, you know?
It's because they don't know what to do with themselves and they have to constantly chase the next thing because they don't want to, like, I think, like, don't freaking kill me here.
Who's
guys
it?
Like, don't kill me here, guys. I'm just trying to talk about a perspective. It's like, and it's just stuff I've seen on TikTok as well. So,
oh, you get it. Get to the point.
You know, is that, like, a lot of, like, basic girls, oimbo girls, they just don't want to be a basic oimbo girl. So they're like,
how can I be different?
How can I be different? I don't want to be. So, like, whether it's trying to, like, especially, like, if you're looking at Americans, like, style, it's like, where can I claim? Can I? It's like, oh my God, am I part Italian or am I part something? So I can, like,
yeah,
it's like, it's so you can be spicy white instead of just being white. Like, you want to add,
like,
some
substance. Oh my God,
substance.
It must be so nice to be validated by black people.
No, no. It's has, like, because it's not even, they don't even give a shit about black people. It's some, like, some
but
do,
where
some
did the
don't.
Term spicy white come from?
No, but, like, it, like, people consider freaking Spanish people, Italian people spicy white. Like, even
no,
though.
No, that's just what they call themselves.
I know,
but
I'm
mean,
saying,
the term itself came from black people, like, having, like, one or two white friends.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
but, like, what I'm saying is, like, they, like, took the term, and it's essentially, it's just essentially, like, essentially, people just don't want to be the only, they just don't want to be bland. They want to have substance. They want to have culture. They want to have something that's, you know, like,
so
sure.
So you're stealing my culture?
So on TikTok, I saw the whole beef between Italian girls and American Italian girls, Italian American women, where they were beefing each other because they were like, Italy, you know, like, it's like, but then Italians are like, what the hell is this? This is not Italian. Like, this is not, I know, and all these things. And China's like, well, how can you be calling yourself Italian? That's not fucking Italian
culture.
But see,
that's the thing, is I think a lot of the identity crisis is the Americans, not Europe.
Yeah,
is
Europeans,
pretty,
yeah, because Europeans,
fine.
Yeah, like, we're talking about Americans here, like, Europeans. Italians are Italian, Spanish people are Spanish people,
that's the
Irish
thing.
People
everyone
Irish
has
people.
Their different culture. Everyone,
you know, everyone has their
own
thing. But in America, they don't have it. Like, if you're just an American with no heritage,
why can't you
or
be
no,
a country girl and be happy with it?
But even country girls are fine. Like, they're happy because they are a country girl. Like, but the
that's
normal,
my identity.
The normal, like, city girl, what the hell does she have going for it?
She's
like,
a
if
city
she
girl.
Has, like, yeah, but I know, but you know what I mean? She has, like, nothing, like, outside of that, you know? Like,
yeah.
So it's like, yo, what
and
can
I think America is so big, it's, like, the want to be different must be really high.
Oh, yeah, because it's massive. Like.
So, like, even if they don't, are not themselves, it's, like, getting the
imagine
Mexican
coming
boyfriend or, you know, South American partner, whatever it is. Just, like.
She said all these things, not me, by the way. Nicole's one that's been saying these out-of-pocket statements.
You literally set us up to
I
say
did
something.
Not, I did not say no out-of-pocket statement. Anyway.
But dead ass.
But yeah, no, there's, like, could you imagine, like, being from Humbug Nowhere, like, in a fucking American town, right? Like, that's big enough, but not, it's not a city, but it's, like, a big place, like, you know, and you're just a normal person going by your normal life, and you're a teenager, and you want to stand out, you want to be different, so you're like, I'm
let
Italian,
me do
Spanish, I'm freaking,
me.
Like, you know, like, something, you're trying to get something out of
but
it.
But I get it at the same time, because you know what, like, we talked about this before, there's so many times that I look at certain, you know, influencers, American influencers, whatever, and straight away I'm like, oh, this person definitely has, like, Irish heritage, British, yeah, this person's definitely, you know, Swedish. I think we've done that a lot, like, I just point them out and I'm like, this person definitely has whatever descent. Do you know, like, we were saying, like, Logan Paul, I could definitely see him be something from, like, the
Viking,
Sweden,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
that side of the world. So I think it's, a lot of them come from here, you
yeah,
know,
obviously.
But they're so far removed, like, the identity is no longer.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, Italian Americans are not
same.
Anything like Italians. Like, they are nothing like Italians. And I always love the memes of, like, them going to Italy and pronouncing things in an Italian-American way. And it's like, well, how do you not know what this is? You know, or whatever. Like, you know, and then it's like, because we're in Italy, not America. That's an American dish. You know, and stuff like that. So it always gives me a nice little laugh.
No, it's interesting. The other thing we had on the list, it's a long list, man. The glasses with the grid. You know, the grid glasses. sunglasses, but like,
oh, the black glasses with the lines.
Lines, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was popularized by like Pharrell or like any something. Of them, any of them, man. Like that was doing all those. Wasn't there a song? It's like, oh, my shades or something like that. It was like some.
Was that not Justin Bieber?
No, it wasn't Justin Bieber or some other white guy. It was like that he did like all my shades, like, you know. Like, you guys will know if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I'll show you after
this. Was
it
Justin Timberlake or something?
I don't know. After this podcast, I'll show you the YouTube video. There is a video of music video of that. Like, it's like my shades or whatever. It was one. Maybe it was Justin Timberlake. It was someone anyway. And literally that music video is just about like the sunglasses.
Oh, stuff. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I have one more item on the list.
Let's go. Let's end it with a bang.
What a bang. Chinos.
Chinos. And I thank God every day I did not wear chinos.
But they look cool, actually. They look better than your pants.
Oh, they did look better. But I'm glad I never went to that freaking stupid chinos trend. Chinos are such a freaking big trend. That is crazy. You know,
it was kind of like, you know, the...
You know, I have like a pair-ish type of chinos now. Really? Upstairs.
Which one?
Are they chinos? Chinos, no. Is material, right?
No.
Or is it just a style?
Like, yeah, it was like the baggy here, tight here, but jean type.
Oh,
of
yeah,
thing.
No, I've never had chinos. No, I don't chinos. Even have it now. And, you know,
like, guys had every color of chinos.
Oh, my. I.
Including your friends.
Someone close to you abused chinos, yeah. Very and well.
Your best friend at the time abused chinos.
Oh, yes. He abused Sharif. Shreve abused chinos.
Yeah.
He abused chinos. But like there was a point in which he was dressing like such, like he was dressing like such an American.
Didn't
like,
you dress him?
Yeah, yeah, because he was dressing like such an American, like just not caring, like he was wearing baggy things, oh, everything, yeah. Whatever. And then eventually we got him a haircut at Rebels. I got him to start wearing like better fitting clothes. And by the way, guys, I didn't even do this for myself. So that shows how much love I had for him. And then he went, his stock.
No, transformation of the year. I swear.
His stock rose astronomically around women.
And he had abs.
You know, like he was a boy wonder at the time. You know, I did that.
I did it.
The haircut, the clothes change, and boom.
Do you know one of my friends? I'm not going to say, obviously, but like she liked him. Before his
transformation,
and then it was like I was like, I don't see it. Like this guy just looks like a smelly bum.
Then transformation happened.
But like a gray tracksuit at all times.
Oh, she abused that gray tracksuit pants. But you know the funny thing is that your gray tracksuit pants would kill right now, like fashion wise. The gray tracksuit pants, some Air Forces, and that beanie.
That's
be
just
look.
Every Irish lad.
No, God, that's, but it's a look. Girls love that look now, you know?
Anyways, with his curls like coming out of his
ear. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I don't see the vision. And then his transformation happened. I had no idea who was responsible for this for this transformation, but I was like, wow, okay. I see what you see.
Yeah.
But at that point his head couldn't have fit through that door because so big.
Nah, I love you, bro. Nah, it was so funny. Oh, God, no. But, no, there's so much. Nah, as you guys can see, there was a lot back then.
There was a lot. We discussed a lot. What's, like, a trend that you think should definitely stay in the past?
Dead
forever.
Any of those cringy, like, stuff, like... That you mentioned, like mustaches and owls.
The trend that you know.
Those things need to stay in the grave. A trend that I know that needs to stay dead. Skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm. On men?
Hill.
On men or on women as well?
On everybody.
I still have skinny jeans.
Like, no, but like... Not skinny, like back then. Not skinny, like now.
They're literally... Like spray painted on, they're so skinny.
No, that's bad. And also, you don't really wear those ones. Let's be honest.
They don't fit.
I can count on my hand the amount of times I've seen you recently wear those.
They don't fit.
Yeah, good.
My ass too fat.
Yeah. Skinny. Yeah, no. Skinny. Definitely on men. Skinny jeans on men should never be a thing. Ever. If you are a man and you wear skinny jeans, look yourself in the mirror and reevaluate your life. Right now, woman, like I think it doesn't need to. the spray-on ones, I just don't like them. I just, like, I don't, and people are like, oh, but you can see, I don't care. Well, you know,
how about the Juicy Couture? Juicy Couture.
That needs to die. It's not dead. It's never died, and I want it to die.
It's so. Back, yeah, that's the problem.
No, it's been alive. It never went. It never went, and that's problematic.
It went for a little bit.
No.
It went for a little bit.
I've never not been a year in my life that I have not seen that. Freaking stupid Juicy Couture. I'm pretty sure it's only in Ireland because I've never seen it in the UK or anywhere else.
I see celebrities wear it. That's the problem. Like, or, you know, influencers on TikTok, big influencers. But I think Juicy Couture did like a collab, like, I don't know, maybe sponsored influencers, TBH. Because it's like, it's a classic.
Disgusting.
It's a classic look.
Disgusting. About yourself, what would you like to keep dead forever?
I'll just probably say the mustaches. Like, that was just cringe.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, was it Movember all the time? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. Oh my god, that reminds me of, because they were writing this stuff. But do you remember when it was like Kony 2012?
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, all those
I had
memes.
No idea what that was. Yeah. I had no idea what that was. So my cousin, who had Connie 2012 on everything, I asked her, she didn't know either, but this shit was on everything, you know what I mean? And
it
I
was a
like
meme.
it was a big meme. It was a trend, but like it was an actual issue when you think about it, like, and you read about it, it was an actual terrorist group, something, I don't know, but it was crazy. I'll leave the mustaches. And then what's a trend that you wouldn't mind if it came back?
Well, it's already come back. Baggy stuff.
Okay, how about a trend that's still dead?
Let them die. I can't think of anything that I would like to come back. Like, that's not already here, then cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, most of the things that are good are back already, so I'm fine with that.
That's true.
I'm fine with the list we have right now.
I can, maybe flannels again. Like a little flannel.
I don't like flannels. I like the flannel woolies. I was interested to see them in the States.
Yeah.
But actual flannels?
No. I don't mind a flannel. Like, wrapped around your... Like, you know, like a little country girl.
The shock and horror.
Horror. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed our throwback episode.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Go subscribe to the Patreon.
You heard the man.
Go subscribe to the Patreon.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, and all the good stuff.
Peace.